What is Face of Belion? It's a mortal figure in the series.
Yeah, they even made a whole other show out of it, Torchwood and the Torchwood Institute.
Okay,
Queen Victoria.
Okay, that's interesting. Maybe in a 3-minute span, summarize the 40 years of Doctor Who, because it's been on a long time.
Yeah.
Well, now, the bigger years would be with Baker, with Jelly Babies and the Daleks and Davros. The Daleks were the big, and the Cybermen, and the ongoing interdimensional fall of Gallifrey, which is where the Doctor, the Time Lords, came from. They were the Time Lords, so in Gallifrey. And they could through all spaces of time. They couldn't change it, but they always would pitch in to help. Well, Davros created the Daleks, which was the biggest antagonist of the whole series, all the way through. Now, there's been 13, 14 different Doctors and some candidates, but Tom Baker was probably the longest, all the way up to this Smith Goober that's running it now, which is delicious. It's just a new, younger face. No problem. Then the Daleks and Davros, and that falls out of that series. You get lots of different spin-off shows, like Torchwood, and you get all those other Chronicles, the Sarah Chronicles, and all those other pitches off those that have been deliciously wonderful played from the BBC for a long time, of course. But the big one is the Zontarans, the Santaho, which they're just these big fighters. You get all every other creature that you could imagine, and then the systems that they represent, with like the moons of Poosh. That's a wonderful, delicious place to play. Everyone should engage going to the moons of Poosh. It's very delicious. Then what happens is you flow that all the way back, and then you get rid of the Daleks, and then they come back, and you all the Time Lords are destroyed except for one. Then the Master comes back, and then there's another one. Then there's another one that kind of strings along. So it really wasn't the end of this race of Time Lords. And he's always picking up chicks and picking out Donna Jones, and then you got them all the way through that are his counterparts that he plays with that find these reptile people under the earth that were here before the humans, and or... we did Cybermen, we did Sontarans, we did, oh, yes, the great big bubbly ones that looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Those were absolute. The Slovene, don't forget the Slovene. They are just the cutest ones ever, but they have this, they put on meat, skin sacks. But the problem with those skin sacks that they put over their very, very large, large, bubbly bodies is it's an inordinate degree of flatulence. It's incredible. So they're running around taking over the Prime Minister of Downing Street and the whole nine yards, and they're running around all the time with this just incredible, loud flatulence as they're kind of rolling along. The vein are great fun. And that's where Captain Jack Harkness comes into play. He becomes this one who cannot die. Okay? Now, the Doctor regenerates, but Jack Harkness cannot die. So he's been in the Torchwood Institute forever, ever, ever, because he's been around forever, ever, ever. And then when they went to the place called... New. There's 13 of them. New York's, the last New York. They find this ancient person that the cat people were looking after. Everything was about germs, so they were raising people that made the solution a chelated solution, Carolyn, where they could overcome any disease. It was amazing, but they were growing it from this great big cages of human that had their DNA activated, but they were put in a cage so they could get that perfect DNA. So they would inject it with the problem, let the cells rip it out, and then re-inject it into the infected person, and they could cure it instantly. That was their answer. That's the cat nurses, the cat doctors, the cat people that have faces of cats.
Mm.
Well, that's where Jack is, and he turns into the face of Bo. And the face of Bo is what Jack was called when he had his paper out in the earlier days of torture of Doctor Who, that said that they always called me, when I had my paper out, the face of Bo. Then turns out way in the future, because he never dies, he turns into this great big monster jellyfish-looking face in this great big cylinder container, because he can't die, so they're just keeping him lubricated. And so he carries on eternally, and he's very, 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 very wise. Just kind of great fun.
Excellent. So, Ion, the makers of the series play with the illusion of time. Comment on that.
No, they play with time lords who are above time.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it's great fun.
But they call them lords. They make everybody a less than in relation to that. If they're not a lord, they don't get it.
No. They're such lords. They were all destroyed, supposedly, except for the doctor. So there ain't very much God in that if every one of them gets eliminated.
What we're referring to there is in Revelations, Lord is the authority master, and a God is the power. And
That's why all those Gallifreyans always have great fun and hold Earth as a very, 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 very special place in all of the continuum for all the worlds that is. They hold it very special because that's the essence of where gods are.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And would David Icke, did he get the lizard's idea from Doctor Who, because you said there were some lizard or reptilian or something species before humans on the Earth.
Yeah, that's the ones from the middle of the Earth. That's not where he got it from, but it's very familiar, yes.
And that is true as applied to the Lemurians.
Well, even your president on national TV talks about the reptilian mind.
That's so right. Yeah. So James, you like that summary of the show? Wasn't that good?
That very good. That's where we did the applause. Very good. All rants and monologues are very welcomed here.
Yes.
David Tennant and Rose may be the most famous of them, but Baker was the best.